Hey, it's your favorite aunt. Can I come in? Ah, fuck it, I'm coming in anyway. All right. Well, I'm here because your mother sent me to talk to you. Yeah. And you know your mom. She says your grades have been slipping and you haven't been doing well in school and something's been wrong and you won't talk to her about it. And she says, maybe he'll talk to you. Well, I've had a couple glasses of wine, so I said, why not? I'll go talk to the. Well, I used a word that I won't repeat to you. Come on, what's been going on with you? Something's up. You can tell your aunt. I'm the cool aunt, remember? I let you get drunk on vodka when you stayed at my house. That makes me the cool aunt, right? Come on, tell me what's going on. You're blushing. What is this about a girl? Or I don't want to judge. Is it about a boy? Okay, it's not about that, but all right, you're blushing, so it's about something to do with sex. Now, don't cringe like that when I say the word sex. I mean, come on. I'm only a decade older than you. Yes. I know I'm so much more worldly and knowing than you are. So tell your aunt. Trust me. I probably have already heard about it. Are you like having trouble? Like, are you having like physical issues? Kinda. Okay, so what does that mean? Will you just shut up and tell me? I'm your aunt. You can trust me. I'm not going to say anything to your mother. God, we both know what an uptight prude she is. No. This is between you and me. You. Okay, what kind of addiction? I mean, oh God, you're not like an alcoholic now that I let you get drunk that one time at my house, are you? Oh, thank God. Okay, so. Drugs? Are you on drugs? Ugh, what kind of drugs? Oh no, it's not drugs. Okay. So you're addicted to. What else could you be addicted to? Are you addicted to. Video games? Is that a thing? No, it's not that. All right, then, I'm out of guesses. You're gonna have to tell me. You're addicted to porn. Oh God. And to jerking off. And that's why your grades have been slipping because you've been staying up all night to jerk off. I see. Okay. So what's with the obsession? Can't you just jerk it a couple times a day like a normal, healthy teenage boy? No, you can't. So, how many times do you jerk off a day? What? You still have a penis? Oh my God, I can't even imagine. It must be all bruised. That many times a day? Are you serious? No wonder you can't get anything done. I mean, are you like jerking it at school? In the school bath? Are you kidding? Oh my God. No, shut up. I am not going to tell your mother. Ugh. So, what are you going to do about this? You know you can't go on like this. You can go cold turkey. You can't. You don't think you can. Well, I guess if I was coming that many times a day, I wouldn't be able to either. I mean, can you even come after like 5 or 6 times? Like, is it just like, are you just like dry heaving cum or like, okay, anyway, that's not the point. That's not the point. Let's not talk about that. Let's talk about how we're gonna solve your problem. Do you have any ideas? A what? A chastity device? Oh, no. No, I actually know what it is. Yeah. Listen, just because your mom's a prude doesn't mean we all are. Yeah, I've seen them before. Do you have one? Let me see it. Okay. So, what's the problem? Why aren't you wearing it right now? I mean, if you can't stop jerking it long enough to get some sleep or study for a test, you can't keep it on. Why not? Because you eventually break down and grab the key. Well, there's a simple solution to that. I'll hold the key. No, this is exactly the right solution. I can help you with your problem. My sister can shut her mouth about how I'm never helping with anything, and you will get some sleep. Or at least you'll have time to study if you can't sleep, since you won't be jerking off all the time. So, put it on. Yes, now? Oh, come on. I mean, I was around when you were a baby. I've seen your dick before. Don't act all shy. Go ahead. I want you to put this cage on right now, with me watching. I'm glad you got a little metal one. Yeah, this is one that's easier to keep clean, you know? Yes, I have played with these before. Yes, I've been a key holder before. Have you practiced putting it on? Show me. You're little excited. God, you are a little perv, aren't you? Are you getting hard putting on this cage in front of your aunt? Ugh, good Lord, we've got a long way to go. Yeah, that's it. Shove the cage on and lock it. And now hand me the key. Yes. I know I live an hour away. That's going to make it so much easier for you, isn't it? I'll tell you what. If you're a good boy and do your work all week long, then maybe you can come over to Auntie's house and I'll let you out for a little while. You know this is the only way you're going to succeed as a student. Wow. You seem to be kind of excited about this idea. I mean, you're straining, turning purple in that cage. Okay, maybe I enjoy it a little bit. Well, it's always fun to have the power, so to speak. But we'll see how you do this first week. You what? You think that if you do well, you deserve what now? Some help jerking off? Oh, please. Listen, I may not be a prude, but I'm not a perv either. Okay. Listen, if you pass that big history test, we'll talk about it. How's that for a deal? God, you're like dripping out of that cage. Now, be a good boy, put your clothes back on, and let's go get some dessert. I can hear your mom hollering from the other room.